Lisa joins us now on the telephone. She's behind the army lines, or behind the barricades at the treatment center in Ganasatake. She just called us right at this very moment. Lisa, what's going on there today?
Well, to tell you the truth, it's been pretty quiet around here. I think the attack by the army at Ganawagi has a lot to do with that. I think people here, the warriors, the Mohawk people, are outraged at the attack that took place, and they're also inspired by the fact that people fought back. I think people are going to start fighting back, and I think that the army was afraid to provoke anything last night or today. There's still helicopters going over and flying very low at times. There's a lot of surveillance by the army and a lot of soldiers around, but outside of that, it's been a pretty quiet day as far as military activity goes. It's been sort of hectic in that the army has released a videotape to the Sûreté de Québec of some warriors breaking into a house that lies within their perimeter and taking things out, and they're accusing the warriors of criminal activity and that sort of thing. And just before I called you, actually, there was a statement made by a spokesman for the warriors. What's going on is that the army is denying them the food that they're asking for. They've gotten a couple of shipments in the past couple of days, but all that the two shipments amounted to were a box of lettuce and a box of tomatoes and some breakfast sausages. And the army's seriously cutting back on the amount of food that the Mohawks are asking for. And in addition to all that, they're not letting any warm clothes in. They're not letting any heating fuel in so that the building can be heated, or any cooking fuel so that the food can be properly cooked. They're not letting any sort of medication in for flus and colds and anything else.